It's more than 40 years since Killarney National Park was recognised by UNESCO as a hugely significant habitat for birds, animals, plants and trees. Otters, pine martens, the Kerry slug and the white-tailed eagle are just some of the species that thrive in this area. Brendan Kerwin is the Biosphere Officer for the Kerry UNESCO Biosphere Reserve. He explains how the Kerry Biosphere has expanded over time.
In 1982, the Biosphere was formed. It was the Killarney National Park Biosphere Reserve, so it just encompassed Killarney National Park. So it was Killarney National Park right from 1982 up until 2017, when there was a periodic review. And at that time, the extension of the biosphere occurred. So now it includes as far west as the McGillicuddy Reeks mountain range and as far east as the Paps mountain range. So inclusively now it's about 65,000 hectares in extent, as opposed to the 10,000 hectares in Killarney National Park.
And are there many of these biospheres in Ireland and globally?
There's only two in Ireland. We have the Kerry Biosphere, obviously enough, and we have also Dublin Bay Biosphere as well. And globally then there's 748 at the moment and growing. Yeah.
What's the point, I suppose, of designating an area a biosphere reserve?
A biosphere reserve, I suppose, there's a nice one-liner you can use to describe them. There you can find local solutions to global problems, and it's where people and nature connect. So it's looking into that, see what we can do at a local scale and a more manageable scale with local communities and groups, including landowners and businesses, that we can do together, that we can be prosperous but also be sympathetic to nature.
Covering an area of 65,000 hectares, stretching from the Paps to the McGillicuddy Reeks, the area is home to so many species.
We have a lot of species that are, I suppose, synonymous with Killarney, but maybe not so common elsewhere in Ireland and in Europe. So we're talking maybe the Lusitanian species like the Kerry slug, people may not be familiar with. And then you have the arbutus tree as well, the strawberry tree. People might be familiar with the word arbutus, which is the Latin for the strawberry tree as well. That's another Lusitanian species. So it's found down here in the southwest and also down the Iberian Peninsula as well. So they're rare species that don't really occur elsewhere in Ireland.
That's amazing that it grows here in Killarney and it grows in the Iberian Peninsula. So obviously we have a mild climate.
Yeah, we would. We don't have that much of extreme. Like, obviously, we have a lot of rain now this year and stuff like that, but we have a temperate climate all the same. And these species do live here. Like, you'd have the Kerry slug in the heathland is where they typically occur, and they occur on the rock outcrops and the heathland, whereby then the arbutus tree is synonymous with the woodlands in Killarney around Loch Lane and a place like that as well. Mm-hmm. We'll say the core area of the Biosphere Reserve itself now in the National Park, it obviously overlaps with what we call Natura 2000 sites. So in this case, the Killarney National Park SAC, and there's very important species there that people are familiar with, like the otter, and also smaller species that people may not be familiar with, like the freshwater pearl mussel that lives for in excess of 100 years, and they're synonymous with pristine water conditions as well. So species like that are not that common. Otter are, but the pearl mussel certainly aren't. So there's a good healthy populations throughout the Biosphere Reserve, not just in Killarney, with those species as well. Yeah.
And we also have beautiful oak forests that are very, very old, aren't they?
Yeah, we do indeed. And yew woodland as well. And these oak forests are not that common, unfortunately. And they also are home to the last native red deer herd in Ireland as well. And they support species like pine marten, badger. And then there's lots of ferns. There's new fern species being discovered in the oak woodlands as well. And Rinnadina wood, the yew woodland in Killarney is one of the largest in Europe, one of the only ones in Ireland as well. So they're all very important habitats. And then you include the lakes there as well, and the bog and peatland as well in the national park.
And I suppose, you know, we hear an awful lot about biodiversity loss. It's even more important now to protect areas like the Kerry Biosphere Reserve in light of we're losing so much of these species.
We are, it is important. And then of course, like the woodlands and the grasslands and everything else throughout the biosphere, these hedgerows as well, they're very important for supporting pollinator species throughout the year. So you have early species that come out and they flower early in the year. They provide a food source for the pollinators, and then throughout the summer, and again, late blooming species as well. So all these species then are very important for supporting the pollinators, which we do need for our ecosystem services, for food and such. So yeah, they're really important. Yeah.
The biosphere is also a critical habitat for many birds.
The grassland habitats would support species like white-fronted geese that come in during the wintertime to forage on the grasslands, and they'd roost on open water. And then you have, we'll say, the raptor species that people might be familiar with, like merlin, our smallest falcon, or like the white-tailed sea eagle, and kestrel as well, those kind of species would be supported by the habitats that occur, like the woodlands and the hedgerows, and of course barren owls as well, and species like that that are dependent on connectivity and wildlife corridors for feeding and for hunting.
Part of the Kerry Biosphere is not just protected national park. It includes what it calls transition zones, places like Killarney Town, Beaufort and Barra Dubh. With over 25,000 people living in the biosphere, Brendan says the aim is to encourage human activity and economic activity in a way that is environmentally sustainable.
We're very lucky. We have so much going for us here down in Kerry and the Killarney region, like the Killarney National Park itself, and then the McGillicuddy Reeks with the highest mountain range in Ireland, and Carn Tuil, all the visitors that come there, and the other places down here in Kerry. So to have a biosphere reserve on top of that then as well is a real bonus. So we look at managing tourism in such a way that, yeah, we can welcome tourism and it's all good, and also that we're sympathetic to nature and that we can do it without harming either the tourism sector or the nature value of the area as well.
Yeah, but that must be hard, is it?
It's not necessarily, it's all about communication and just having education. So that's something we do in the Biosphere Reserve as well. We raise awareness about the habitats and species that we have here and the importance of them, and also their sensitivities as well. So I think people are open to learning new things as well. So it makes it a bit easier. And of course, the areas like the McGillicuddy Reeks, it's privately owned land, so it's not state owned land like the National Park. So that's another factor as well. You're talking about privately owned land, and it's obviously managed for livestock and things like that that people are using on the land. So that's a very important factor, not just the actual natural heritage, but also that it's privately owned land outside of the national park.
Yeah, so it's all working together to protect this special area.
Yeah, exactly. It's a kind of a joint effort that everyone's involved, and keeping people informed as well of what's going on in the biosphere and making people aware that we have a biosphere down here in Kerry as well.
Yeah, is that something that a lot of people are aware of?
No, unfortunately not. But we're trying to raise the profile of the biosphere now. And once the profile is raised and people are more aware of it, we'd be hoping to engage with more community groups, maybe through the Kerry PPN, and kind of act on it then as well. So we're not just raising awareness, but also, we'll say, developing projects and schemes that might benefit the environment and cultural and natural heritage as well.
And Brendan says we can all make a difference to promote biodiversity.
I suppose just small changes that people are putting in effort. I think a lot of people are conscious of the climate at the moment and biodiversity. So it's maybe if planting was to be done, maybe the native species would be planted as opposed to non-native species. And similarly, that if there's something being sprayed or whatever on a footpath or on a wall, that maybe, you know, that there's no need for the chemicals, that the wall can actually have plants growing on it. If it looks tidier without them, fair enough. But, you know, sometimes it's better off just to have that diversity there growing on the wall.
We got a bit obsessed with neatness there for a while, I think, didn't we?
Maybe so, yeah. I think most tidy towns and stuff like that are very, very good. But I suppose it does look tidy and neat. I suppose if the lawns are really cut tight and everything's really neat and tidy looking, I suppose aesthetically it is nice to look at. But maybe from a biodiversity point of view, it might be better to have species in flower that you are supporting your pollinators and shelter and food for, not just pollinators, but birds and species like that as well.
The UNESCO Kerry Biosphere Reserve is holding many talks and events over the coming months. Check out their website to find out more.